Hello everyone, this is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. This is the Wednesday, November 11th, market recap. First off, before I start tonight's update, I want to personally thank all the veterans to this for their service to this country. Today is Veterans Day. And regarding tonight's update, first off, just want to say that, you know, nothing happened today. Today was a know-nothing day for the market. Today was a light volume consolidation day. Nothing technically changed. So tonight's update, you know, I'm going to go over quite a few charts, but honestly, again, you know, it's not a major important update. However, at the end, I am going to discuss gold, precious metals, and I'm also going to discuss the watch list. And so as you can see in the first chart, the 5-minute chart of the S&P 500, you know, the market today just moved up about the first 45 minutes or so, and then sold off, and then consolidated the rest of the day. At the close, the major indexes gained slightly over about 0.5%. The big move today, though, was in gold. Gold rallied once again to a new all-time high, and it hit a high of around $1,120, which is just amazing. Gold has exceeded my price target of $1,110, and so that puts an extension on the wave count. So gold will probably go higher, though in the short term it's due for a pullback. So I'll discuss that below. And regarding trading ideas for the watch list, guys, as I put some comments in a watch list the other day, but I want to reiterate this. You know, during the week I have a stock scan, and I scanned thousands of stocks during the week. I am not finding anything. There's just nothing really out there, longs and shorts. And when that's the case, you know, I don't want to force the issue and try to throw a bunch of stock picks on a watch list, you know, that don't have good risk reward conditions. And so, and that also tells you that the market is pretty tricky here. So not a lot of trade setups, individual trade setups, are showing up at this time. So now is the time to sit back, you know, not trade much, even sit in cash if you want, and let the market really show its hand, because it's pretty tricky up at this point. So let's go ahead and get started here. So again, you can see what the market did today. It was a know-nothing day. Chart number 2 is my famous fan chart, a 60-minute chart of the S&P 500 with these fan trend lines. And as you can see, at least in the past, every time we've broken one of these uptrend lines, you pull back and you come and back test it. And then you break the next trend line and you come and back test it again. And there's five trend lines on here now. We broke trend line number 4 in late October. We sold down hard, as you know, down to 1029, then rallied back up the last couple weeks, or especially last week, and came all the way back to trend line number 4. And this morning we went a few points over it, but you know, these trend lines, you need to give them, you know, a few points room at least. And so on this chart, as you can see, nothing changed. We've rallied back to the upper portion of trend line number 4, and we continue to consolidate around here. We could also continue to meander up under this trend line. As you can see, it's a sloping trend line, so you can continue to go, market continue to probe to the upside. But the fact that it's up at this area tells you that you need to be cautious, because we're at resistance. Stochastic is extremely overbought. You know, we had divergence on the RSI, on the MACD histogram, etc. And so the fact that we're right in this area tells you to use some caution. Now, if the S&P just rallies and powers over this trend line strongly, then this will change. So, but the fact that we're up near the upper portion of this fan chart, it just tells us to use some caution, to sit back and let the market, you know, show us, does it want to start selling off again here or not. The Arun oscillator, which yesterday briefly crossed below the zero level, crossed back above zero today. Not too surprising to see that, but again, you know, the main thing on this chart is the fan chart. We just continue to sit around this resistance area. If the market does start selling off, one thing I would watch is the 60 period stochastics at the bottom of the 60 minute chart. As you can see back in the past, it seems when it dips below the 80%, that usually starts some kind of correction. But for now, you know, nothing's changed. And chart number 3 is something I will be watching tomorrow, the next day or so. It's a 15-minute chart of the S&P 500. At the bottom, I have, it's a very simple chart. I don't have anything drawn on here except the horizontal line on 80% on the stochastics. I have a 144 stochastics at the bottom. 144 is a Fibonacci number, as you know. And it's a very slowed-down version of normal stochastics. As you can see, it's been above this 80% level for about 5 days now. And usually that's getting to an extreme condition. So, at the very least, I would be looking for this to start falling below 80%. And if that happens, the market, even for the bullish case, which, you know, would probably at least have some kind of pullback consolidation. So that's why when it, you know, you used to get these really overbought conditions, you know, it's time not to really be chasing too many longs here. So I'll be watching this, see if it crosses below 80%. If it does, I might do a short trade, and, you know, it might just be a short-term short trade, and then look to cover that short. Because, you know, as we've seen, you know, we don't want to pick tops in the market. We want to let the market really start to roll over before we try to short it, because, you know, the market just continues to have a bid under it, especially with the U.S. dollar that continues to fall. So this is just something I'm watching. Those of you who are day traders or can sit and watch the market during the day, this is maybe a stochastic setting you can look at. If you work a job, then don't bother. You know, the trend of the market obviously remains to the upside. I decided not to put any wave counts on the charts tonight. I could make a case either way. I could make a case with the high today being some kind of wave 3 and we need a fourth wave consolidation, or we have another move up. It's hard to say, so let's just let the market show its hand. Chart number 4 just shows you all the major indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, NDX, Russell 2000, with Fibonacci, or with Bollinger Bands. And, of course, you know, today the Dow made a new high, once again, while the other indexes did not, and the Russell 2000 especially continues to lag. And I'll discuss that in a minute, but these Bollinger Bands have been pretty good lately. We've simply been bouncing between the Bollinger Bands. You know, last week we found support at the bottom Bollinger Bands, you can see on the Dow and S&P, and we're rallying back to near the top of those Bollinger Bands. So that's something to take note of. Chart number 5 is the daily chart of the Russell. Again, it's a bifurcated market for now. That means that some indexes are leading while others are severely lagging. The Russell 2000 is one of those. As you can see on this daily chart of the Russell 2000, I didn't draw any trend lines except the bull flag back in June and July. I put some moving averages on here, a 1334 EMA, which works pretty well for a crossover system, but also a 50-day moving average and a 200-day moving average. Obviously, we're way above the 200-day moving average, but the 1334 EMAs have crossed the downside. And the Russell 2000, you can see it's very far from getting back to its highs. It hasn't even retraced half of the declines yet. And you can see it's struggling at the 50-day moving average. And so, to me, this is definitely a warning sign for the market. And as I discussed in the other night in Monday's update, what we're seeing in this market is the Dow is leading, making new highs, while the Russell 2000 is not. And a lot of that comes from the U.S. dollar and this economy. This economy, so far, that I can tell, is not recovering economically. And the U.S. dollar continues to melt down. When the U.S. dollar falls, a lot of the large Dow companies benefit from a lower dollar because they do a lot of their transactions business overseas, and so that helps them. But small cap companies, they don't have that luxury, and so that's one reason fundamentally we're seeing the rut lag like this. But that's something to definitely keep an eye on. The rut is stopping at the 50-day moving average. Now, if the rut can just start powering up here and go back to the highs, then the market could definitely have another nice strong rally. But this is something to keep an eye on, because I think this is a warning sign. And chart number 6, again, just a chart I had the other night, just a simple weekly chart. The market wants to push higher. The next major resistance for the S&P could be that 50% Fibonacci retracement from the October 2007 highs. That's at 1121, as you can see. there is divergence on this daily chart and the chalk and money flow, so there's definitely some problems showing up here, but that's a nice big significant resistance area if the market decided just to run away from here. But one thing we're seeing on a lot of the indexes is that they are bouncing on lighter volume. Chart number 7 is a daily chart of the NASDAQ. You can see the broken trend line, but you can see the rally up over the last week and a half. And you can see it's been on declining volume. So on the NASDAQ, let's see if that upper trend line acts as some resistance. And next, let's move on to intraday charts. Chart number 8 is a 30-minute chart of the S&P 500 that Steve Nelson had in his update last night. And you can see this uptrend channel. So that's what to follow. If the market wants to sell off, that up lower trend line will be a support. Now, if that is broken, then I think we get a much deeper pullback. But you can see there's definitely room to pull back and not affect the trend. The indicators here that Steve has marked in this bright red and green boxes, that's kind of a nice system because you can see that currently all these indicators are above the green area. Now, if they were going to the red area, for example, the Williams percent 28 below 50%, CCI below 0, MACD below 0, that would be negative. So that's something to watch for tomorrow or the next coming days if you want. But also, notice the 60-period stochastics at the bottom. Similar to the 144 stochastics in the 15-minute chart I discussed above, this is one that I'm watching. It's been above 80% for many days now. I've discussed this on the website before. Whenever this occurs, it's usually a warning sign that, you know, it only can stay above here for so long. It's kind of like, you know, flipping tails for, you know, on a coin so many times in a row. Eventually due for a heads. And so eventually this will dip below 80%. So that's an indicator I'm watching. Oh, by the way, the NASDAQ has been up 8 days in a row. I forgot to mention that above. And statistically, that's a bit out of the norm, as you can imagine. Next chart, chart number 9, is the NASDAQ. Again, it's been up the last 8 days, which, again, is statistically out of the norm. Notice the 60-period stochastics at the bottom. It's been over 80% for 5 days. And so those of you looking to exit some longs, or, you know, if you wanted to take a quick short, I think a nice close below 80% could be a trigger. We have some negative divergence on the move up here. Again, I don't know if this move up is a third wave with a fourth wave consolidation here. We'll just have to see. But I'm just watching the 60-period stochastics in the short term. Chart number 10 is the 30-minute chart of the NDX, NASDAQ 100. The same thing. You can see the 60-period stochastics at the bottom. And, you know, that's what I'm going to watch. Chart number 11 is the 60-minute S&P 500 chart. This is from my TradeStation brokerage charting service. And I mentioned on the blog that I'd be putting this chart in the updates. On this chart, I have a linear regression slope indicator at the bottom. And it's pretty easy to use. When it goes below or above zero, that usually means the market is, you know, trending up or down. And you could see that it crossed last week at S&P 1060, which was a good price. Didn't get the bottom, but not too bad. And it's still green. It's starting to pull back, though. But for now, it's still, you know, above zero. But I will, of course, continue to post this chart and keep you updated in case it ever changes. Looking at a couple indicators, chart number 12 is the percentage of stocks in the New York Stock Exchange above their 200-day moving average. And again, you know, week or so ago, it was at extreme levels, over 90%, which was similar to where it was back in 2004. So, you know, again, guys, if you happen to be a Super Bull, and you think that this is a new bull market like it was in 2003 and 4, you have to consider this, that even if that's the case, notice back in 2004 when the indicator was up here that it needed to consolidate all the way back down to at least the 50% level. And so what happened then is the S&P 500 consolidated for nearly 10 months sideways. You had a big move up in 2003, and then you had a sideways movement for 10 months in 2004. That was needed to reset the charts and the energy, and then, of course, the market rallied to 2007. So even for the very bullish case for the long-term markets, you know, this needs to start consolidating, and the markets would need to consolidate eventually to digest these recent large gains. I happen to think it's not a market like it was in 2003 to 2007, but regardless, you know, we'll trade the trend, but regardless, this indicator should at least let you know that it needs over time to work itself down. Chart number 13 is the summation NYSI index, and it's pretty good for noting trends, as you can see, when it turns red, red or black, it crosses the five moving average I have on here. It continues to trend up. So again, this indicator is pretty slow to turn around, but you could see it gave a buy signal back in April, and it's still on a buy signal. That's one of our longer term trending indicators, potentially useful for those of you who work day jobs, trying to manage 401ks, and who are not interested in 5 and 15 minute charts like I discussed above. So we try to, breakpoint trades, we try to cater really to everyone, to day traders, to swing traders, and even longer term traders. Moving on, the next chart is U.S. dollar charts. Again, you know, the market, the U.S. dollar is key in this market. Is it, until the U.S. dollar really puts in some kind of tradable bottom, then the market could probably have some kind of bid to it. Chart number 14 is the daily chart of the dollar. Again, 50-day moving average is key resistance. You know, it has yet to really put in a confident bottom. Chart number 15 is a 60-minute chart of the U.S. dollar. And DXY is the U.S. dollar in TradeStation, by the way. The 60-minute chart, it had some positive divergence this morning, and so it had a nice rally intraday, and it's pulled back. But it could be forming a bull wedge here, so this is something that I'm watching. We'll see if that plays out or not. Moving on, chart number 16 is the XLE. That's the energy ETF. And it bounced off the trend line over a week ago, and it's moved up. But it's moved up on very light volume. I don't think XLE is going to make a new high here, personally. It looks more like it's forming a bear flag. So I'm looking for this to potentially roll over sometime, or at least have a pullback. So that's something I'm watching for. So chart number 17 is the three-time energy bear ETF. And it's in a nice downtrend channel. It's been pulling back here recently as the XLE has moved up on light volume, and ERY has pulled back on light volume. So if XLE energy stocks are going to have a little pullback, then ERY could have a rally. So this is one to watch for a trade idea. Moving on to the fun stuff, gold. Chart number 18, gold hit a new all-time high today. It hit about 1120. Just amazing, just continues to move up, which is not surprising with all that's going on in the world and you know what's going on with the U.S. dollar and the U.S. economy. So my original price target for gold was 1110, and I stated in a weekend newsletter that if that was exceeded, that the wave count would change, because what would happen was that wave 5 would be longer than wave 3, which can't happen. And so that happened, so that means that, you know, the wave count is extended, and so, you know, gold is getting toppy here, but when it pulls back, it could simply be just a wave 3, which means overall it's got more upside after a pullback. And chart number 19 is a 60-minute chart of GLD. Again, you can see the negative divergence that's forming on the MACD here. Take a look at the 60-period stochastics at the bottom of this chart, just like the stuff above. It's been over this 80% level for quite a while now, and so longer than the S&P and the other major indexes. And so this tells you that this is not a time to be loading up on gold. It needs to pull back. But with today's extension, it's possibly some kind of wave 5 of 3 instead of a 5 of 5. So that means another pullback will probably be bought. But the stochastics here is extreme warning sign. Okay, guys? Chart number 20 is the daily chart of DGP. This is on the watch list. We've been long DGP since early September, as you can see, and when it broke out of the symmetrical triangle pattern. I copied this directly from the watch list. As you know, on the watch list, we add comments and suggest targets and stops along the way. I moved the stop up to 27, so we have a lot of profit in this, about 30% right now. So you know, decide if you want to go ahead and take profits now, not a problem. I mean, you had, eventually it's due for a pullback here. But, you know, we've rode this pretty long. Longer term, taking a look at gold, chart number 21 is the possible inverse head and shoulder to gold. And this inverse head and shoulder measures up to about $1,300, ultimately $1,300 to $1,350. But, you know, again, it ain't going straight there, so, you know, just something to know. Chart number 22 is potentially the long-term bullish count on gold. I have a wave count on here, and this has gold in some kind of minor wave 3 of 5, major 5 up, which is very bullish over time, because that means over time gold will pull back, but then, you know, it could go much higher, you know, 1,500 or whatever. So, anyway, I wouldn't focus on these charts for tonight. They're for longer term, but in the short term, gold is overbought. If you look at the 60-minute chart of GDX or GLD with the 60-period stochastics, it's been over 80% for too long now. So caution is in order. Chart number 23 is the 60-minute chart of GDX, and today the GDX-GLD ratio broke that uptrend line, so that gave a minor sell signal. Today's, it's hard to say what the wave count is on GDX. Today's count high could have been a wave 5 of 3, potentially. But either way, it looks like it's due for a pullback. 60-period stochastics at the bottom have been above 80% for many days now. You can see what happened last time in early October. It was over 80% for all that time. Then it pulled back. We got a nice pullback in gold stocks. So we have a similar situation, and we had divergence. So gold stocks are, you know, definitely a warning sign here. Chart number 24 is a 15-minute chart of GDX. And you can see the uptrend line on this chart. Again, today's high could have been wave 5 of 3. We have a broken trend line in the GDX-GLD ratio. And so if this is correct, then we should get some kind of ABC consolidation, maybe even down to one of those Fibonacci retracements, which is several points down. That's why if you own some gold stocks and you're a shorter-term trader, you might want to lock your profits in, because we could get a decent pullback. I drew a new downtrend line in the ratio, so if that's broken to the upside, that could give a buy signal. But for now, it looks ripe for a pullback. The last section of this update is some watch list comments. Again, guys, as I stated in the opening commentary, I'm not finding new stock picks. There's just not much out there. And so that tells us that we need to be, you know, when you're not finding a lot of stock picks, you don't want to force the issue. And so that's, if you've looked at the watch list and you don't see many new ideas, that's why. I just not finding much. And also because of this, and the market looks a little vulnerable here, we have quite a few longs in a watch list now. I think we have 13 longs in a watch list triggered. To me, that's too much. It's too much to manage. And so I'm going to move a lot of these off the watch list, even though they haven't hit price targets. Some of them have had nice moves. Might as well lock in the gains instead of letting those gains be erased. We can always, you know, once new stock picks show up, we can add new ones back. So that's the one thing I want to mention. If you look at the watch list tomorrow and you see that it's cleaned up quite a bit, that's why, you know, I might potentially remove quite a few of these longs in the morning. So here's one stock that showed up, Nano. You could see it had a huge volume today, closed off of its highs. Again, only for the most aggressive of you. I know nothing about this company. I'm not suggesting a target. I'm not suggesting a stop. It's only for those of you who can watch the market during the day. Chart number 26 is a 10-minute chart of Nano. It appears it found some support at that 34 EMA. So, you know, tomorrow if you wanted to trade it potentially, you could, you know, look at it, see if it has some kind of bid to it. But again, I'm not suggesting anything for it. The last few charts are just some charts from the watch list. Chart number 27 is YZZ. That's a coal stock. It's been on the watch list for a little bit. Price targets are potentially up there around $18 to $19. It's already first hit its price target. This one still looks okay, but again, time to take half off the table, move your stop up to 17.5, or even exit it entirely, and move on. Chart number 28, WM from the watch list. It's had a nice move up from that 3175 resistance level. But today was kind of an ugly candle, so hopefully you guys took half off the table around that. We took half off around that, the spike up in the morning. And, you know, this is one I might also remove off the watch list. Chart number 29 is ANV. It's a gold stock. It's still holding its resistance here. But just be warned that gold stocks, you know, if they pull back, this could pull all the way back too. So decide if you want to keep it or if you just want to put a stop in place. Same way with chart number 30, EXK. It's a silver stock. The volume's still okay on this chart, but it's not really breaking out of this pattern very heavily. And so I'm a little cautious on it. You know, if you want to have a tight stop or you want to exit entirely, that's fine. Your choice. Chart number 31 is Juniper. It's a short on the watch list. Our stop is, the initial stop was 26, but we have a trailing stop around the 20-day moving average. Let's hope this one starts to play out. Chart number 32 is a long that was on the watch list. You can see that it rallied up today on huge volume, or not on huge volume, it rallied up 72 cents, and it pulled all the way back. It just shows you how this market is. I know a couple guys in the blog who took profits on this today in the morning, and you can see it pulled back quite a bit. And that's how some of these stocks are, guys. That's why the market's dangerous at this time. If you have profits, it's not a bad idea to book them, because, you know, there's just not really a lot of good setups out there this time. Chart number 33, TE, Teco Energy, had a breakout, and it's starting to pull back here. So decide if you want to put a stop at your break even or if you just want to remove it. Chart number 34, UCO, this is crude oil. For now, it's still holding here. We'll put a stop in at 1335. It has yet to really break out to the upside. So that does it, guys. Let's see what happens to the market tomorrow. Hopefully it's a little more exciting than it was today. Have a great evening. Talk to you later.